When the kids were young and Connie and I were busy balancing our schedules, it was more important for me to prepare for Santa and Christmas than preparing for the birth of our Lord. It was preparing for school parties, work parties, and shopping. This was way before the internet, I guess. Then a couple days before Christmas, when we were both exhausted, I sat down and did some prayers. I didn't understand the true meaning of Advent. I didn't give Jesus my best. In my second year attending the lay ministry program at the Diocese of Saginaw some 25 years ago, our lead director, Sister Roberta Colissa, opened our eyes to the true meaning of Advent and how it allows us to grow closer to God. She was one who didn't speak much, but each word said held weight for her. She started with the readings at the end of Ordinary Times, offering context as we celebrated our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. Our focal point should always be on Christ and to imitate his ways. Sister Roberta emphasized our lives belong to Jesus as he comes to us in the season of Advent in three ways. The first, the present, and the final Advent when he comes again. Advent begins with the messages of patience, hope, and waiting. She then introduced us to St. Paul's work. If we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Patience, waiting, is necessary if we are to be perfected in what we've begun to be, and if we're to receive from God what we hope and what we believe. I've learned over the years that patience allows clarity, stillness, and silence. And in that stillness and silence, we best communicate with God, whether we pray aloud or in silence with him, or even just sit still with him, we allow the world to just settle around us. And even if we just put ourselves in the presence of the Lord and be still. Now, in this third Sunday of Advent, we find ourselves at what's referred to as Gaudete Sunday. Some parishes include rose colors in their banners like ours, in our stoles. It's kind of a new dawn. A new age is upon us. Gaudete in Latin is the word rejoice. We prepare ourselves to rejoice as the birth of Jesus is near and the vision of God is close to reality. Remember our psalm response today? Lord, come and save us. This is the heart and soul of Advent. We pray for the coming of the reign of Jesus to come into the world and save us as we put our hope and our trust in him. Advent reminds all of us to be bearers of hope and joy throughout the world. Soon we will live in the light of Christ. In his 2014 Advent homily, Pope Francis said that Gaudete Sunday is also known as the Sunday of joy. And instead of fretting about all we haven't done to prepare for Christmas, it's time for people to think of all the good things that life has given them. This is an important reminder of what we truly value most in our lives. Theologian Henry Nouwen reminds us, joy is the experience of knowing that we are unconditionally loved and nothing, sickness, or even death can take that away. Today, Isaiah brings the same hope and joy in our first reading, proclaiming, here is your God. He comes to save you. In our second reading, James continues his imagery, asking us to be patient because the coming of the Lord is at hand. In our gospel, John the Baptist is imprisoned and sends his disciples to Jesus, saying, are you the one who is to come? Sometimes, do we ask that same question? Jesus sent his disciples to him so they could correct their misconception about Jesus and come to really know the Lord. Most importantly, Jesus replies to John's disciples by pointing out they themselves are witnessing the signs of the ancient prophecies that would mark the advent of a new Messiah and he truly was the prophet to come. As St. Augustine tells us, the New Testament lies hidden in the Old, and the Old Testament is unveiled in the New. Remember, the Jews were all looking for a strong and powerful earthly leader, not a humble, loving, caring Jesus who came to us as a newborn to forgive, heal, and let all know that they're welcome in the kingdom of God. We prepare to rejoice because Jesus will make all things new and the impossible now possible. Inspired by the faithful work of John the Baptist as he prepared the way of the Lord until his demise, I found comfort, peace, and joy in Sister Roberta's final statement before her death a few years after our Advent training. Asked how she would like to be remembered, she responded, "That I was a true servant, that I loved and served God's people." May we be called to be Christ's true servant, loving and serving God's people. There's no greater gift we could ever offer Jesus at Christmas. Amen.